Blessed afternoon, I am Michael Kaidon and I welcome you to today's edition of Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a program that is presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi and it comes your way every Sunday from 1:30 in the afternoon. The program brings the ministry of SCOM on radio by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, we'll hear the last part of the teaching on entrepreneurship from Joshua Nchenga. We'll also hear a testimony from Gift Harrison Sinkondi and an update of upcoming SCOM activities. So please, let's be together. But for a start, I invite Mira Kochinga to give us a song titled Tamanga.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
Titled Tamanga, done by Mira Kochinga, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now I invite Joshua Nchenga to wrap up the teaching on entrepreneurship.
There's another principle, we call it the principle of small beginnings. That one is the principle of small beginnings. Zechariah 4 verse 10, do not despise the days of small beginnings. Job 8 verse 7 talks about, though your beginning may be small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. I want to encourage you, especially if you're a graduate. Tell somebody, imagine my default and journey out the matter, my head, never matter what you. And we don't do the Jambi Bangon Gambi. So, I come along over Axel for any business, you made him a front of Banga, capital argument, 20 million. So, I'm trusting God, we should give me 20 million. And when once I get that 20 million, sir, the business I'll start, it will be very big. Now, we're just sitting down waiting for a day, you know, that 20 million at once. Then we should start business. And if I don't, you wait forever, you wait. 20 million is a way right. So, what I want to encourage you is, look around yourself and see what is it that I have. Start, start with what you have. And God will is faithful. You bless the works of your hands. That's what he promised. So, start with what you have. Musajire kwanga struggle kwa mbili na richabu nene agana fatima nyogera kwa siyana siyana. Ineo mena nyogera kwa tu sina bange hindi jina jiri jose kujogera kwa makola. Apart from his school fees mena andelibidia. Kumabarabe ndrame ilo sima andepaso rumana wanga buka ambira hapa. Ina agamaka yamba makane jina jiri jose. Mene na afe we start from zero nduma wanga build bangono bangono. So don't be, musafire ulo guna ulo mugambira from scratch. Start bangono bangono, keep on building. Bangono bangono musi kwele. So sometimes when you see someone who is successful, take time and go and ask them. Muna yamba bwanji. That should be the question. And when you get to hear their stories, you'll be able to know. And if you encourage people, it's not good business. It's very risky because when you make a loss, you complicate matters worse. You know, it's better you start with your little savings. So just start investing. Pangono. Kasale kajanga mukubira manchiro kalwese nipeni baja. Pangono. If I don't know with time. Mukabisa profit aja kwa banga invest, don't be quick to celebrate. Bangono, you keep on growing. And let me tell you now, we should not have that appetite for quick money. Quick money is a money schemes. Because at Ambili, they want to get rich schemes aja. And the Abizoda are also mafuro juru kwa Ambili. Let's strive to build our wealth gradually, ethically, and more bamono. It's possible. Of course, it may take time. Come up, you get there. You know, I'm a living testimony. And I can tell you now, Gudi, but my business and I made that now with you. I'm in Yajo Dipezo, my father, Musipango, Jenny, Disipanga business, a forex, Musitanga, Disipanga drama, Zizo is a man in underling is it. I'm in Rudipezo, if you have business, at Tisupas and drama, Musipezo, Malando, Disipanga, and Jano, yeah, fail that business, no. We don't want that business. Pangono Bangono Mungaz, there is a woman. So we've been growing Bangono. It's not figure made of Florida Figiri. But then we are taking one step at a time. So let's embrace that spirit of starting from what you have. Start small. And the mulungu has banga ona, your hard work has banga ona, your consistency. What is very important is your consistency. You start small, keep on growing and building. The last one is about hard working. I think that one is, I will not dwell much on that. But then if you want to be successful in business, you must be a hard worker. You know, business is not for lazy people. Business is for people, the hard workers. So like for us, you see, to manage my Shopify, make sure we also stop with people, and my customers also the bank handle and all those things, it's not easy. I'll give you, for example, yes, on Wednesday, tonight we go along. My bank stock thing, shop where we go along, that you go mail, that you go along, Thursday, and you go around, okay? So it's something, you know, you just need to work hard, boss. And in a way, I tell you now, when it comes to working, you go to the farm. I remember sometime I work with my own hands. And the manabe say, "Where I am not a gun, you never Amazon the first. Ah, I bad. The war's on the main. Because they don't expect now to wear. Utaudenga cast no more giran jiro limozi ndani anwaje. Utaudenga bise munda muda no more banga limozi chilo ndani anwaje. The abana mena wazi ondo dama imiga kani moto basi wabo. Nukala basi wasi anjiro asimotani asimoku giran jiro angwa yangu. But you know, I work with my own hands. Mukazani pesa wamuda muzada kwa sunot. Because we know where we're going. In that one, kwa banga motivated, we should work. But then, of course, what I'm trying to say is, let's embrace that spirit of hard working. You know, in our times, I'm busy, man, because I'm going to be born again. Sometimes, you might be able to manage it. If you like, I feel like we're not going to know that. I think I'm going to be able to because you employ someone, but I'm going to be able to but then nobody will just mean I would use a zoo. And then think good out on a socorro bus, ask him no more, and we sat around. Mango Banga is Makaja won't be. And then you say, I thought I'm helping a brother, but then this brother, I want to yourself not to understand. So I want to say, if you as believers, let's embrace my way, guy thinks that we know. Let's work hard. Dalam apa sahaja mungkin orang cipta, mungkin orang mungkin orang ujar, mungkin orang mungkin begitu. Orang sahaja pasti mungkin mulai semasa kampanye kemudian di New Born Again. Mungkin jadi sama jenis nalar mungkin. Okay, make sure kita udah buat macam macam kampanye baca. Jadi sebab dia, apa lagi nak? I think ada yang mungkin agak with the difference. Mungkin orang cipta as you are doing it unto the Lord, and everything you are doing, do it with all your heart as you are doing it unto the Lord. So I think in how you are to have it, we need to be more mature. Two or three questions and then we close. Tiambendi. That question, you could answer engineering and is one of the civil engineering. Yeah, so I think we have to admit now to Malago, we have a challenge now with the training of engineers. I'm a college, and I'm being a bit of college, which is not going to go to Minobanga, Bryson, and then you just follow the process of Power Mariza. And then Ubanga, you're going to maybe from Kadumago, Mamba, will be able to do down the Banga study. Maybe I feel we know if there's this area, I mean. I think the one I'm going to name. So, you know, as I said, I've been passionate about farming. And when I left by MSC, I wanted to know that I should go into farming. I would be in the bank. But then, now I'm going to see what position education. Tukumali za kuja, so ando magamba, haiwe basi, minu watele mdeduka kala kumuze kuja, kumakutumwa kuti, zambiri mbiri, ndukumamu wana fama kumuze kuja, then, as I said, hangi, muna ndisi interfere. Ndikabangi zina zake something different. Muna mwagi toka kala kutawe. So I changed ubira kwa panga civil engineering. Tapuzira usenzi ya kumaliza. But then I started working kuja, but then I was still feeling mbe, kuna uti, nkatumwa inyo, there's something, mine, I'm missing, eh? And vanopo, you know, ndikabira kufa muri matoka kala 1 week ndiri kumunda kucha kugona ko kodi giranjiro ndi maliza paka kubwerawo and sinema vaso kuti ndikufutika kamera kufutika kamera pakupala kupelewera. So I think it's all about doing something imene umachikonda, eh? Sometimes you know chito ye changu kutandiza nopeze mpamba koma if you feel good there's an area imene you know this is my passion, you have discovered you know this area because you know area imene you are passionate about imene mungapange succeed bwino kwambiri kusiyana ndi imene muna simuli ndi passion kweni kweni. Yeah, so sometimes you talk out and study in a jagi, but then your passion is pointing you towards something. Don't feel like, you know, I think the Kabanga is in the middle of support people. Go follow your passion, go for it, do it. And you find out when you follow your passion, you succeed. I'll give you an example. My wife is an accountant, but she's passionate about begging. One of us, when I'm a jitter, the accountant says, Janapanga resigned, she's just put time into my cakes. Daily, you make my and my cake. But then what matters is something on the table, she's putting something on the table. We're able to leave a comfortable life for me. We end up so, conference, we're going to have a support. It is well. So, for me, I feel now it's made my daily, but my situation on my bank apply is made enough for zero civil engineering. Like now, the bank design education system, I'm going to have a high on Twin Hagi. I will still use the same skills. System yose ndingo pesa mapalamba then mangane apa mangane panga ba system attack. So I will still use that skill in some way kumano banobo. I'm seeing now the way I want to focus on being into farming. Yeah, that's the first thing. The second question was about the farming and business. Yes, that's a very good question. One thing you should also consider when you are looking for a life partner, find someone, I mean, you share the same passion, eh, muzintuzina. Chili jo sima panga limos with my wife. Okay, that's why you find the family. I'm saying tunali kukalonga, tunabida limosi. Ntawe za milika kandili kuzuzu, mbubi bezo tili kushopu, tili limosi. Tukupangita za tili limosi. So it means ndio the family, ikalona uti, si kupanga conflict in the business. Because the family, business ya tukili yosiru wapangila limosi. And kakarubida kudumigisu, tunabida limosi. So it's just an issue of now uti, when you are couples, make a deliberate decision, you know, tukili yosiru wapangila limosi. Okay, if possible, ngati zikuteka kuti business muzipangira limozi bitani limozi business. Ngati zikuteka kuti kudumiki muzipangira limozi pangana limozi. So that helps not musamaso wane kwambiri. Chiwa jicho simupangira limozi. Zimathandiza so not unity and makauri kutani ikubita limozi. So of course I understand zimakazo siyana muna ina kugwina chiro kutali kugwina kugwira kumuna singate kuti muzipangira limozi. But then zimafunika kuti at least from time to time deliberately create time. You know what we should do. Mpange catch up on some other things. And above all, in a police permit my grace and children don't know what whatsoever your hand finds to do it with all your might. So if you can have to bang us out to me, like the rest of the conference just come. Tima figure boy, you are going to go to my shop. Tima Kamu Jagu, fully committed, dedicated, and I'm a customer. I think many is not really about sitting out of good hands and many magistrates and houses for the engaged in this assignment. So timachipanga ndi ntima onse. Panga chinthu chicho mpaka nachitheke. Ndikabwereraso ukapanga nokachapo kuti zinaenda bwanji, zinaenda bwanji, zinaenda bwanji, zinaenda bwanji. So what is key is chilichonse ngati ndi nthawi yopangisa school, panga ndi ntima onse. If it's time to do the business, do it with all your might. If it's time to do my studies, with your might. Every area mino kuipanga, opunyiri mene apeze, should do it with all your might. And then when you are doing my programs, ano ajaso luko ali unao rekodi, where can we make my program ora pange azikumana limozi and zizipangira limozi. There are some things that you can do to get make sure limozi zipangira limozi. Yeah, so that one helps unao basically balance yabuno buno na family isapange safa business isapange safa masoro mikuzidan kuzikaru kuenda. Then that stress. Of course business is very stressful and it can be very stressful indeed. Kumano what happens is like pressure mini ma okala business ikamayamba kumene. Kumaika makula kusogolo kuja. Kumakaru maika ma systems in place. Okay, your people, I mean, you have entrusted, and then these people they are managing, zina and zina, they will just report to you. So, because you panga jina jiru se wek, stress you makalabu, and you just have to endure that. But then, it's can't have a if you are limited to 2016, I did not report.
That's how we wrap up the teaching on entrepreneurship, which was facilitated by Joshua Nchenga. In case you have missed any part of this 3-week series, please visit the SCOM website, www.scommalawi.org, to listen to it again.
Hello, I am Professor Levison Chiwaula. You are listening to Inside
SCOM. It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we are going to hear from Gift Harrison Simkonde.
My name is Gift Harrison Simkonde. I'm an alumni from Luana University campus, and I was pursuing Bachelor of Science in Food Technology. Currently, I've been into teaching.
When did you join SCOM?
I joined SCOM, I think it was during my secondary school time. That is, I was in Form 3. And I was driven by a friend of mine. She was the one who brought me to SCOM. And I became an associate soon after finishing my Form 4 Sunday school.
How did you become born again?
I got born again in 2009. By that time, I was in Standard 8. Yeah, Standard 8. When I was just, I think after, when I was nearing to the exam period. That is the manageable exams. It was through a certain fellowship. So I was again invited by friends. By friends of mine, and I was just convinced that the direction which I was taking was not right. So it was just more like a conviction from my spirit that I think I have to take this path. And really, from that day up to this time, the life has never been the same. I was at Luinga Secondary School, which is in Mzuzu.
So how was SCOM at Luinga?
There's a platform where my spiritual life has benefited a lot or has grown. It's from this SCOM. When I was at secondary school, I met people who at least were advanced in spiritual matters. They acted as mentors, and really I was helped so much, including the conferences we used to conduct. You know, I made a lot of connections, and this is a place again where I really made good and light friends who actually they have contributed to the level where I am currently. So actually there are so many things, beneficial ones, which really has helped me to become the person I am now, and actually even what I'm dreaming to become.
What's the most memorable moment for you in school, be it at secondary or at college?
There are a number of memorable times, but basically let me just say one. That is was when I was selected to be one of the leading chair. That is during my college time as a UCS Central Region Chair, and again, of course, an executive member national level. But I want just to narrow down to my position as a chair. The time when I was the leading chair of organizing a conference which happened during almost the time of COVID-19. This time it was a time whereby almost all gathering events were abolished just because of the situation, you know, about COVID, which were there. As a chair leading my executive, we were the first team actually to say we're coming out with the conference, which was abolished for a year or so. So it wasn't an easy job because even some seniors could actually even doubt if the conference could happen. It was hectic because there were a lot of limitations, like finances, you know, during that time. But by the grace of God, it was the conference which gave me a lot of lessons. We saw the hand of God actually through that event. That's where I saw that even if you are alone, that is from people, but if you are with God, even things which are impossible becomes possible. So we did a memorable event, and so many people came to Christ, and we had a debt-free conference. So it was amazing. And yet, when we are in the course of organizing it, we couldn't see the hope that this would happen. Yeah, so it was really a memorable thing, and I saw God in that.
How has SCOM impacted your life?
In so many ways. Number one, It has been a platform for my spiritual growth, my personal development, career-wise, and some other things. Number three, a connection point. So I have encountered so many great people in our country who are great through the same. Because when you are doing some invitation, you attend conferences, you meet these great people. And again, connections to friends, to new friends who have impacted my life positively. And actually, you know, your environment shape you like to become a certain kind of a person. We are actually shaping based on our environment. So if there is an environment which has been so much profitable and it is still, and I, for your information, I can't actually even live in this environment, say, ESCOM environment. And again, that interdenominational element has helped me to understand different religious backgrounds of different religions. Because it's an organization which accommodates different religious backgrounds as far as you are ready to believe, that is, in God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So, why are you still serving in school?
Actually, you know, in the during the time when I was at secondary school, I remember we could receive some students like from other colleges, including Muzuni. And these people, they did a lot of a great job. And again, during in my college time, the associates have been so beneficial to my personal life. So I feel like one of the way how I can reward what SCOM has done is again to become maybe a helper to upcoming generation, like even those who are still in secondary schools. And I have already seen the impact which God has helped others through my life. So I feel like that's the only way maybe I can reward the SCOM again, to reward my God through this organization of SCOM. That's why I will keep on being an associate of SCOM.
Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement?
I would say this without any fear. Number one, I would confidently say that SCOM has been a platform which even has helped a number of Christian organizations which are coming in, and even churches, to do well. And again, others, they have been benefited just by blowing a leaf from how it operates. So, you know, it is an organization which lands all the way from 1960s, you can just imagine up to this time. And God has been faithful through this organization. However, it is unfortunate to see some of the even great servants of God, ministers, who maybe from their humble beginning, they began from maybe a simple position where you're in secondary school before becoming maybe the founders of a certain church or ministries. They ignore or they even condemn some about this organization. But I'm telling you, it is more like a parent. My ways to people out there is, they should not forget where they are coming from, especially those who have been the beneficiary. Be it whether you are an apostle, you are a prophet, whomsoever you are. Just remember the foundation for you to be at that point. Remember this organization. And again, I should encourage the youth that whilst you are in your secondary school level, don't ignore the call to join the SCOM. You encounter new friends, new people. You encounter people who actually, they're already advanced in their life. So you can learn from there. Sometimes what we need is just hope. Or we need maybe the exposure from other people, their testimonies. They can push us and they can even change our life. So youth, and in the generation which we are in now, it is high time that you make your decision and be a part and parcel. It doesn't matter the religion where you are in. Just come in as far as you are ready to believe this triune God. And again, I would again ask those who are already into that, into the ministry, whether you're a secondary school student, you're at college, that don't become like a hindrance for those who are coming in and trying maybe to be like a barrier for those who are interested into joining this organization. So accept them. Sometimes you can even learn from those who are just coming in, just understanding why they believe in what they're believing. SCOM is that platform which brings such kind of opportunity where you can learn even different faith from different backgrounds.
That was a testimony coming from Gift Harrison Sinkonde.
Hi, my name is Ellen Napala and you are listening to Inside SCOM on TWR.
Now time for what's happening in SCOM. SCOM in Vixonia has organized an associates training on 22nd March and it will take place at King's Highway. SCOM has organized Easter conferences across the nation and they will happen on the week ending 10 to 13 April. Specific venues for the conferences and the costs will be shared in due course. Well,
my name is Jamingulu and I would like to update you on the following. May for SCOM is a month dedicated to generosity. In this month, we appreciate all that God has done through SCOM and to us and to others too. This year, we're looking back at students who are in remote schools, you know, in the places where they had to reach. We want to raise a minimum of 10 million. Would like to ask for your participation. Let's start with donations and everything that is coming in between. So this is to empower and evangelize to these students so that they get to know Christ and they also impact society. Another thing is SCOM National Office in Chilindi is offering part-time classes for Form 2s and Form 4s and in subjects like maths, English, biology, chemistry, and physics. Well, it's all at an affordable price. You can contact 09923 111 99 for more information. And lastly, I would like to update you that SCOM is a membership organization. So everyone who is a member of SCOM has to register, whether you're an associated branch, a student, you need to register as a member. We're asking you to contact your leaders, whether it's a branch or zonal level. You can contact the 09923 111 99 for more information so that you can get your card and be recognized as a member of SCOM. Thank you.
That's what we had time for in today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony or SCOM updates, our hotline is 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on our website, www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the page link is www.facebook.com/SCOM.mw. There you'll be able to get quicker updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon.
Jesus loves you.